Hello, it's me, Bree, aka Slime, and I am just hanging out here. Today is Saturday, September 6th, 2025, and I'm just hanging out here. Not too much is going on. It's 3:54 p.m., and I just wanted to do a quick podcast. I just wanted to test out this microphone again. This is the CAD Equitech E50. I haven't done a podcast officially with it, but I've tested it out a little bit, and it sounds okay, but I just wanted to test it out a little bit more. So anyway, I have a high-pass filter on this because it just makes it a little less muddy sounding, and I also have two de-essers on. It's not that sibilant anyway, a little bit, but not too much. But anyway, not too much has been going on. I have the window open, so there might be some background noise. So yeah, not too much has been going on. I had a therapist appointment yesterday, which was boring, as usual. I never know what to talk about. He just asked me random questions, like about what's going on. But we don't really talk too much about my past. He hasn't really asked me that much about my past. Some therapists do, some therapists don't. But I had a really good therapist that asked me about my past a lot. But this one doesn't. He just talks about like what's going on in the present or what's been going on lately. Okay, I just got up and closed the window because there is way too much road noise. I can't wait to be in my new place where there's no road noise. So, yeah, anyway, I'm just hanging out here. The cats are sleeping on the bed. So, yeah, this road is so noisy. I have to keep pausing it and then waiting for the motorcycle or loud car to drive by. There is so much traffic and, well, just really loud cars and motorcycles. And like I said, I will be moving into my new place on Tuesday evening or Wednesday. So yeah, there won't be any road noise there. And the cats will have a lot more space and it's cheaper. But anyway, yeah, I haven't really been doing much lately. I just wanted to make a quick podcast. I just wanted to record something. I just wanted to utilize this CAD Equitech E50. I've been looking at microphones. Even though I don't really need any more, I have enough. But I've been looking at microphones to buy. But I can't afford any of them. But if I could, I would probably have like 50 microphones. At one point, I had like 30, like 5-6 years ago. I had like 30 in my possession at one point. But anyway, there are 3 microphones that were released recently that I'm looking at that I really wish that I could afford. One is a Behringer D3. It's a podcast microphone. They recently came out with one called the D2, which is a podcast microphone which doesn't sound good at all. I heard audio samples and I saw a review of it on Podcastage and the YouTube channel Podcastage, and it does not sound good at all. But they have one called D3, and I think it's a condenser microphone. It looks like a condenser microphone. It looks totally different from the D2. But I have no idea how it sounds. But it's $72 and it comes with a boom arm, which I don't have anymore. I just have desktop stands. And it comes with a XLR cable and pop filter. So that is a pretty good package for $72. And another one that I've been looking at, there's a company called Golden Age Project, and they make vintage-sounding microphones. I mean, they don't sound bad, but they have like a vintage tone to them. It's kind of hard to explain. Hang on, let me see what their website says. But they have, it's called Golden Age because there was like a golden age of microphones and audio like long time ago, where people say that there was a golden age and they sounded really good. So this microphone actually has kind of a vintage tone to it too, actually. I won't look it up. But Golden Age, they have a microphone called the FC1 MK3, which just came out. They had the MK2, which came out like 5 years ago or something, but they recently released one for $99 called the MK3. It's a condenser, and I can't find any audio samples of it. I think it just came out, and I don't know if anybody's really gonna do any reviews on it. I don't know if any of the audio reviewers even really know about it, that it just came out. I think it came out a couple months ago. But hopefully in time there should be some YouTube videos on it. I've heard some audio samples of their other microphones, and they don't sound that good. Some of them don't sound that good, but they are pretty good for the price. They're not that expensive, and so that's why I was eyeing the FC1 MK3, because it's only $99, but I don't need it. And then another one that I was looking at was the CAD E150, which just came out. It's out of my budget. It's $150, but I'm just curious to see how that one sounds. I would not buy that. I'm not interested in buying that. But what I'm really interested in is the Behringer D3, because it is only $72, and Behringer makes some pretty good products. I had a Behringer TM1 at one point last year that I used. I was using it towards the end of last year, and that sounds pretty good for the price. It's $109, and I EQ'd it to sound like the TLM-103. It sounded really good after some EQ. So anyway, like I said, I do have a high-pass filter on this right now, and it sounds so much better with a high-pass filter. This, the CAD E50, which is an absolute pleasure to use. And it cuts out a lot of background noise and a lot of just... yeah, it cuts out like the hum of the refrigerator and some other background noise. This is a condenser, and it picks up a lot of background noise. So anyway, I have been just hanging out here watching lots of YouTube. I watch lots of cooking shows, like I mentioned before. I watch Hell's Kitchen a lot, and MasterChef, and, the more I learn about cooking, the more I realize how bad I am at it. Like, the better I get at it, the more I realize how bad I am at it. Because, like, some of these chefs on these shows, they put out stuff that's just, like, you think, like, how did they even think of that? So, anyway, as you know, I have been doing ASMR videos, podcasts. Not videos, but podcasts. And, I was looking into a set of pencil microphones, small diaphragm condensers, specifically the Behringer C2, because you can get a pair of them for only $51 on their website and on other websites, the Behringer C2. And they're good for ASMR. I mean, they're decent because they are so cheap. And you can get two of them for really cheap. And it comes with a stereo bar. So I was talking about it in this Discord server, and somebody said that they had one that they weren't using. So they are shipping me their Behringer C2s. I don't know if they have a mic clip for them, but they were able to locate a stereo bar so that I can have them both mounted on the same stand. And so, yeah, that's what I'm going to be using for ASMR. Google Gemini actually recommended the Behringer C2 to me, just because they are kind of cheap for a matching pair. So I was just talking about it, and somebody in the server had one that they don't use, had a pair that they don't use. And not only that, but they're going to send me a contact microphone. So I don't know if you know what a contact microphone is. It's basically, it picks up the sound of objects like rubbing together, and it can be pretty good for ASMR audio. But so a contact microphone is a form of microphone that senses audio vibrations through contact with solid objects. So it has to be attached to something. And it is not a, it doesn't pick up air vibrations. So most microphones are normal air microphones. Contact microphones are almost completely insensitive to air vibrations. They transduce only structure-borne sound. And it says, often used as acoustic leakage probes. So they use them to detect leaks. They also enjoy wide usage by electroacoustic music artists experimenting with sound. So yeah, I don't think, I've never heard of an ASMR artist using a contact microphone before. I hadn't really heard of them at all up until recently. But it says they can be used to amplify sound from acoustic musical instruments, to sense drum hits, for triggering electronic samples, and to record sound in challenging environments such as underwater under high pressure. And I just had to pause it again because, again, road noise. Somebody keeps driving down the road in a motorcycle. Yeah, there is so much road noise. And just, it is impossible to get a decent, clean recording in this environment. But anyway, so contact microphones. So I'm reading the Wikipedia page now, and it says piezoelectric contact microphones. A piezoelectric sensor is the most commonly available contact microphone. Piezoelectric sensor. It is made of a thin piezoelectric ceramic disc glued to a thin brass or alloy metal disc. The voltage produced from the sound vibrations can be measured across them. Contact microphones based on piezoelectronic materials are passive and high impedance, and they sound tinny without a matching preamp. Instead of being used as a microphone, they alternatively may be used to produce sound, typically used as the buzzer in computer motherboards by sending voltages to them. And then there's coil-based contact microphones. But, yeah, so I assume that the one that he is sending is a piezoelectric contact microphone. And like I said, it has to be attached to something. And here, I'll show you, I'll play some sounds for you. Okay, so this is a YouTube video. This YouTube video is called Contact Mic Recording. So if you just ignore the background music, that was a bike wheel, a bike tire that you attach it to, and that's metal. That's cutting cardboard. Cutting cardboard. That's a balloon. Attached to a balloon. Cutting styrofoam. Some nice sounds. Just some random stuff. And that's attached to a bike. So yeah, some nice sounds there. I cannot wait till I get it. I should be getting it sometime next week, like Thursday, I think. The person gave me a tracking number. So yeah, I can't wait to attach it to some things and make some recordings for some ASMR podcasts. And anyway, yeah, not too much else is going on. Like I said, I'm moving next week. I don't really have a lot of stuff. I need to get a desk though. I don't know what happened to my old desk. So yeah, that's pretty much it. There's a helicopter flying overhead right now. Anyway, yeah, not too much is going on. Yeah, I think I'm going to sign off now. I don't really have anything else to say. And that's a helicopter. You could probably hear that in the background. So anyway, that's all that I have for now. Until next time, this is Bree, aka Slime, saying goodbye and stay slimy.